I did not even think of asking him that one, honestly.
Both applications have the same formerly denied on it.
Well, hey, let's just grant them what they want. We'll give them 4-9 on that and 4-9 on that.
That
will be good.
Wes, can you tell us about Home Depot? Has it been to BOE? Oh, yeah, I can see it has.
It's been to BOE many times. It was BOE history. 2007 and 2015.
Hold on.
They want the value less than what they set it for in 2007.
Well, showing 2015 denied.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have not taken it to the state tax commission, I don't believe.
Or lost.
Or lost, and I think I would remember Home Depot. We raised it a bunch. You can see on another
this
deal.
This time?
Yeah, it went up from $5.1 million to $6.8 million.
Are you combining the two? Because I got $5.130 million,
$601 million. I've got the same price from 2016 to 2017.
Right.
And $1,185,704 on the other property.
Oh, why is 17 the same?
Basically, for the other ones that we did, it looks like we dropped them about 9.5%.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, really? Okay. And that's a factor we've used in the past.
Yeah, that's 18 number up there. That's 6.8. And
but when they did this cost,
they'd gone out and reappraised it.
Here's your 17th number.
Yeah.
So what does that come out to be? Less than 4.9, right? How about that?
What kind of evidence did they send?
No less.
This here is also on
he
the discrimination
had to,
also.
They,
it's 9.5 or 9.5.
Well, it's that 9. Plus 4, that 7. Divided by 10%. Because they're looking for evaluation.
I think I remember reviewing that. Is that all they sent us?
That, there's...
Both of them together?
I guess.
Several.
Because they have...
A little more there.
No? Yeah. So he got that mixed with Target. That parcel number mixed with Target.
Oh, because this is
3. Okay, so they took that they're showing a...
And they took this one off.
A cost approach basis.
This shouldn't be here.
Unless there's
this
one
is 30.
Higher, about 500,000 higher than what we've got.
Well,
so what I'll go on some more if you don't mind. There we go.
Well, we can call them and ask. So what would that number be if...
The application should say.
Well, this is what they listed on the application. They just listed one valuation.
If you took 9% off, it would be $4,668,847.
Now, did you just take that off of the building or the price? Or
just off of the $5,136,000.
And you took it...
Times 9%.
It was actually 9. We dropped it 9.47%. Is what we dropped it.
I think they're looking for would we do the 9% on the 1.8 million then as well?
You excluded the parking lots.
Pardon?
You did exclude the parking lots.
Well, in other words, we reduced the parking. We reduced the parking lot. Well, On the one we didn't, because it was a fast food joint, though. Mm-hmm. But we reduced the parking lots except for the fast food joint.
Oh, Home Depot is more business than Arby's.
No, we did Arby's. We excluded Arby's. And we excluded Wendy's.
Excluded all restaurants.
Yeah.
And then you made a motion to exclude the parking lot for Arby's and
yes.
Prohibition. So we reduced that one. But not, or we did not reduce that one. But all the businesses in their parking lots, the other businesses, we did reduce.
Are you doing 9.4%, you said?
9.47.
Well, this guy is in, he's in Atlanta, Georgia. So we're, it's late for him. Why can't we get these California people? Are you good with me calling?
Yep.
That's fine, man. Don't know if we'll get him.
He's actually in Southland, Texas. So he's same time zone as us.
And we're only 7 minutes past his time, so we should get him.
Good.
Trying to dial a phone number.
Nah, I think you're not getting the right number.
I'm not getting the right number because it has 30.
No, the number is.
I thought that was a phone number right there.
There's your phone number.
Oh. I thought that was a phone number. I thought we were calling Colorado.
Yeah, we're calling Houston, Texas, basically.
I will get this. 9.
817?
Yeah.
552-6815. 8320. Still works. That's probably Brandon's number.
Yeah. Hey, Dylan, this is Jeff Reynolds at the Taney County Board of Equalization in Forsyth, Missouri. How are you doing?
How are you doing? I'm doing good.
All right. Did I catch you? I know we're running behind here. Did I catch you an okay time?
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, we're doing all right.
Okay.
Still here.
Hey, I appreciate that. Looking at your... Yeah, you are live on the internet.
Okay.
All six of us are listening. That was a joke, but there are other people listening probably at 5:38, 5:55 in the afternoon. At any rate, we have your appeal before us here and have looked at some of the things. The parcel number of ending in 003L, the Home Depot building here, we have your current valuation for the building only of $5,130,601. And you're requesting that that be changed to what?
Well, we combine the two accounts. There's a land account also that's basically the same parcel number, except the N050.011.
Yep. Got it here, too. Yeah, it's right here with us. We have them in two different parcel numbers and two different BOE numbers, but yes.
Okay. And where we're looking at the lows there, kind of on an equity basis, and we see that the lows is at $29.50 a square foot on the building, and we're at $48.39. And so we would like to be a little bit closer to the Lowe's. I know the Lowe's is 5 years older, but I think our total value that's coming from a Marshall and Swift workup that I assume you have with you?
Yes, we do. We're looking at it right now.
Okay, well, we basically have it as a warehouse discount store, Class C, and we're coming up with $55.46 a square foot for the replacement cost new, and that includes sprinklers, the height adjustment, current multiplier local, and some site improvements. We put $5 a square foot on site improvements. And with it being 11 years old, it's 24% depreciation, judging it off a 30-year life, which is a discount warehouse store, is a store that's average or low cost. And we're coming up with a value of $5,655,000, which is $53.33 a foot. So basically $6 a foot less, and that'll put us more equal with the Lowe's and the county as well. And I was wondering what you, if you had any questions or...
You're saying the two together.
The two together, yes. The land value, we would keep the same. But I guess the building itself, we're looking at $4,469,000.
Okay, so you're not asking for a reduction in land?
No.
Okay, so
we just put the land in there. Kind of because the Lowe's had land with it and the two were separated.
So you're asking for about 230, let's see, what was the cost? 49?
You're asking for the land
$30,000.
To be $4,469,000. What was the last?
$272,000.
I know you're using Lowe's there for a comparable.
I also have a Walmart that I was looking at that was on next door.
Okay. What was your...
1101 Branson, or Branson Hills.
Yeah.
And it's a 2008 Walmart, and its improvement value is $38.19 a square foot. Which we would like to be equal to the Walmart because the Walmart has a lot more finish out. They'll have vinyl flooring, more lighting, and they also have inside of Walmart a pharmacy. They'll have, you know, restaurants up front. They have a whole deli section and a meat area and then a ton of refrigerated aisles and stuff for all the foods and then the freezer aisles as well.
They sell ammo too.
Yeah,
but Home Depot has free coffee for contractors, and that's got to count for something.
Oh yeah.
Never
know what they'll have. Free workshops there.
Free workshops, yeah, for the kiddos especially, yeah.
Build a birdhouse.
Yeah. All right, what we did earlier, we did what was the exact percentage?
We took off 9.47%.
We did we discounted 9.47 for a discount on some of your neighbors, and we want to be as consistent as we can be and appreciate the evidence that also you have presented here.